Good day, everyone. It's your girl Queen, and I'll be talking on a topic: why do most relationships fail? But first of all, let me do an introduction. Okay, I'm a Benin girl. I'm from Nigeria, and my native name is Ekobami Osasai. I'm actually a student studying mass communication. I'll be talking on the topic on why most relationship breaks, why most relationship don't succeed. The major reason why relationship don't succeed, I'll be talking, bro, like, I'll be talking. Most reasons why relationship don't succeed is because of respect, invading of people's privacy, depending on your partner, and so many reasons. Well, I'll be taking few points. The major reason is respect. When you don't give your partner respect, most relationship is likely, that relationship is likely not to succeed. Because respect, they say, is reciprocal. If you don't give your partner your respect, you don't expect your partner to give you your respect back. You understand? And when you're behaving like that, the partner will feel like, is this the person I want to marry? Is this the girl or is this the guy I want to marry who can't respect me? No, I won't want to do that kind of thing. And they might just be in that relationship for me beginning sake. Sorry for using that word. Yeah, they can just be in the relationship for just like, you should not look as if I'm not in a relationship. And when you say respect, it's not only respecting of your partner, you understand? It's also respecting of your, respecting of outsiders, respecting of your partner, parents, partner, family. Yeah, if you don't respect your partner's family, they won't even give you the approval to give their child out to you. They won't allow the guy to marry the girl, or they won't even allow the girl to marry the guy. Because they'll feel like, this guy that can't give me respect, that cannot give us respect when you guys are still courtshipping. There's every probability, it's not even every probability. When he definitely gets married to you, then that respect will not be there. And most people, they love respect. Like, it's their life. If you don't give them that respect, it's like, this guy have killed me, or this guy have killed me, so this guy, I'm nothing to him. So that's one of the major reasons. Like, I don't want to go into details right now. Okay, the other reason for relationship not succeeding is depending. And this depending on your partner. And this depending on your partner is majorly for women, or for girls, for ladies. If you depend on your partner too much as a lady, it will not give you that respect also. And the guy or the man might easily get tired of you. Every guy nowadays wants a hardworking woman, wants a working class woman, wants a lady with hand work. No guy or no man wants to marry a liability for a wife. You understand me? No girl wants, they want to marry a lady that can help and support the family. They don't want them to take care of the bees alone. And that's also understandable, because taking care of the bees and taking all the bees, the bondage of the family is too much. I know, yes, I say a man is the breadwinner of the house. But that does not mean the woman should not help the husband. There is no marriage right now that you see a guy and a girl, and like a husband and wife supporting each other, and the marriage will not be happy. Won't be in harmony. They will be in harmony. Please, maybe if I pay for my children's, if the man pays for the children's school fees, I pay for their textbooks. If he brings money for feeding, I pay the NEPA bills. Yes. If he brings money for food, feeding, I can pay the gas. Maybe if we go outing, he pays for the drink, I pay for the food. Stop being one, like you want to be treated like a queen, but you're not treating your man as a king. It's very, very bad. If you want to be treated like a queen that you are, then you should also learn to treat your husband as a king. You can't be wearing a wedding gown with bedroom slippers. It's not complete. That's what it means by you wanting to be treated like a queen, but you are not treating your husband like a king. And this depending on the stuff. I know it happens to most guys too, but it's not common. Most guys, because they are dating a rich girl, they won't want anything. They will just be one taking from the girl, taking from the. That's not good. You need to learn things. You need to have handwork. Even if it's little, start from anywhere. As far as you are earning something, it's something. I don't know if you get me right now. It is something. Like, okay, let's say I just started a business right now. And I meet a guy. Or maybe I'll be dating this guy and I just started this business. It might help me. It might contribute, support that my business, and that business will turn, boom, it will blow. Sorry for using that word, I don't actually know the word to use. Like, so from there, I can be supporting the family, I can be supporting the relationship. It's not that anytime I want money for Maggie, I go and meet him for Maggie, I need money for Pat, he will bring it, I need money to do my hair, he will bring it, I need money to buy my bra, he will bring it. It's giving him headache, it's too much. And he might be telling his friends, and those friends like will not be using that kind of one kind of eye. Say they look you. Sorry for using that English too. I'm actually in Nigeria again. Sorry, I won't use it again. So it's somehow. And the other reason, the third reason for most relationship, also say, is hygiene. Hygiene. When your partner is not clean, when your partner is not hygienic, that's a very, very, very bad thing. Imagine you going out with your partner and everybody starts taking their nose, using a handkerchief to cover their nose. It's very bad. It's a shame on you yourself, because the partner has body odor. Or maybe the partner didn't brush his or her teeth well. It is very, very, very bad. I don't know. I feel like if you have body odor, you as a human being, you are supposed to know you have a body odor. I don't know if you get me. At least you're supposed to know. If your armpit is oozing, is smelling, you're supposed to know. Because you own your body. And quickly, take a shower. And whenever you are going out, I always do that. Whenever I'm going out, I make sure I take that oil perfume, roll on. Like maybe if I'm in an itchy with somebody, I might just, please excuse me, just go to the bathroom or the restroom, just spray some perfume on my body, rub some roll on, arrange my face. That smell nice. Every guy wants his girlfriend to smell nice, to look good. Okay, imagine you going to your partner's house and you're finding the house looking unkempt. Seeing the plates he or she has used to eat since yesterday on the floor. That's bad. Seeing her clothes scattered all over her bed. Seeing his clothes scattered all over his bed. That's very, very bad. It's very, very bad. It's not good. Okay. Let's see. A guy who is willing to marry you right now sees you, and maybe anytime you come to his house, you pay him a visit, you don't do anything, you eat, you push the plate to one side, you bath, or you bath, you soak your pants in the bucket. That's bad. You just come, you pull your trouser, you pull your clothes, you sprinkle it, you scatter it around the room. What kind of mindset do you think you should have about you? What kind of mindset do you think you should have about you? It will be like, no, I can't marry this guy. I can't marry this guy. No, no, no. Okay, that is also one of the reasons. I just want to touch them on the surface. I don't want to go deep, you understand me? And the other reason for relationship not working is character. You know, so character matters a lot in relationship. Okay, I know some people will say like good character, bad characters. Like when you say bad characters, we have different kind of bad characters. Is it bad mouth? Is it arrogant? Is it rude? Everything is in the bad character, which is not good. Hot temper. You get angry easily. You scatter things. You don't have regards for anybody. Even your parents can't talk to you. Ladies, let me tell you something. Don't marry a guy you know you cannot talk to. Don't marry a guy you know that his parents cannot talk to him. Don't marry a guy you know nobody can talk to him. Because when you get married to him, you will be the one suffering. You will be the one suffering. You will be the one dying. And there is nobody that can come to your head. That can come to your rescue because nobody can talk to him. He is so scaring. You understand me? Like, okay, for the ladies, I know we have bad mouths. Like, yeah, we our power, they say, is in our mouths, ladies. But we should learn to control. We should have the ability to say the right things at the right time, to know what to say at the right time, to know when to laugh, to know when to smile, to know when to talk, to know when to keep quiet. It's very, very good and it's very vital in a relationship. Your partner, your guy, your man can just be saying an important situation and you're trying to make a joke out of it. That's very, very, very annoying. And for me, self, like even me, if I'm trying to say something very, very serious and my partner Piers is saying something annoying, he's joking with it or he's smiling or he's laughing, that gets me paranoid, that gets me angry. Yeah, I get angry. And I was like, okay, what's the meaning of this? Like, I'm trying to talk to you. It's very, very annoying. So, no, like, have the ability to know when to speak, when to keep quiet, when to talk, when to laugh, when to joke, when to do everything. You understand? If you have good character, there is no place. They say, if you have good character takes you to many places. Yes, because if you have a good character, anywhere you go to, people want to associate with you. People want to know you. People want to have you as their friend. But if you have a smelly character, if you have a bad character, everybody will be shifting from you. Nobody wants to be with you. Is that good? It's not good. We all know that. I'll be drawing the curtain here in as much as I hate to say this, but I think it's time for me to draw the curtain and let me end this one. I'll continue again, like definitely tomorrow. I'll drop another episode on why relationship don't work out. And thank you for joining me and thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. And I bet you'll be hearing more. You'll be hearing more from me. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Stay blessed. See you again next time.